Y'all ready? All right. Would you call the case, please?
The court will now call the City of Grapevine, Grapevine Board of Adjustment versus TPS Outdoor Incorporated. May it please the court, Mr. Richard Thompson will argue for the appellant. Ms. Sydney Floyd will argue for the appellate.
Hey, Rick, you ready?
Good afternoon, and may it please the court. The district court erred when it denied the plea to the jurisdiction filed by the City of Grapevine and its Board of Adjustment. And just for simplicity, I'm going to refer to both those entities as the city, because there was no subject matter jurisdiction over any of CDS's claims. First, the inverse condemnation case, there was no jurisdiction for that because CBS failed to allege a valid inverse condemnation claim. Under Texas law, a party cannot allege a valid condemnation claim, inverse condemnation claim, if the property about which the dispute is going on has already been condemned by the state or by another entity. And that's what happened here. The state has condemned CBS's billboard. As a result, there can't be a valid inverse condemnation claim against the city. Since there's no valid claim pled, the city retains its immunity from suit, and thus that divests the trial court of any jurisdiction.
Excuse me. The state condemned the billboard?
Yes, Your Honor.
Or the land that the billboard partially overhung?
All of it, Your Honor. What happened is they condemned parcel, what they called parcel 23, for, exactly, Your Honor, for a right-of-way along Highway 114. 4 feet of CBS's billboard overhung that property. The pole was not on the property that was condemned, but 4 foot of the billboard was. But the state did not simply condemn 4 foot of the billboard. I'll refer the court to the record, clerk's record 90 and 91. And if the court will indulge me, I'll read exactly what it is that they condemned. They said that they condemned the property and two outdoor advertising signs located partially on the land. They went on to note that those signs cannot be adequately reconstructed at its present location, and that equity and fairness necessitate the compensation for the full value of the said two outdoor advertising signs. That leaving those signs would create a hazard to the highway and endanger human life. And then later on they say the state is entitled to condemn the following interests. And they say title to all that certain two outdoor advertising signs and the temporary right to enter onto the property that's remaining for the sole purpose of entering and removing all of two said outdoor advertising signs. There's been much made of the fact that the state only needed to condemn the 4 foot that overhung the property, but that's simply incorrect. Also in the record, at clerk's record 58, the at the hearing before the board, the assistant attorney general made an appearance, and he made an appearance on behalf of CBS and basically was questioned by the city attorney. And when asked whether or not the entirety of those billboards, of the billboard, was condemned, he said, after being asked three times, he finally said, yes, the entire billboard. And that is what's at issue in this case. And because the entirety of the billboard was condemned and the money was put into the registry of the court in November of 2010, that became the date of take. So it actually has been taken. CBS says, well, they haven't come and gotten it, and we're still operating it and have access to it. That is irrelevant because the state has the right, since they have the date of take, to go in and remove that billboard. Because of that, there's no immunity over that claim.
But the state's not removing the billboard. The city is, right?
The city has ordered them to remove the billboard, and the reason is because they violated the December 8, 2010 decision by the city that said, in October, CBS asked whether or not they could shift the billboard away from the area that was being condemned so that they would no longer be subject to the full condemnation. The city, on December 8th, said, no, that request is denied, and said, as a billboard that was non-conforming, that means it was okay when it was built, but not now because the city of Grapevine no longer permits billboards. Because it's non-conforming, it cannot be moved, altered, or adjusted. That was in December 8th. That decision was not challenged at all by CBS. Instead, they waited to January and February of 2011, some 2.5 months later. And when the state ordered them to remove the billboard on January 7th, they then removed a 4-foot panel instead of removing the billboard. That violated the December 8th order from the city, from the building official that said, don't move it, don't relocate it, and don't adjust it. Therefore, the city sent them a letter saying, you violated that order, and you have to remove your sign. The important thing to note is that if it had not been, and I know this isn't a causation case by any stretch of the imagination, but for the city's condemnation of this property and the sign, CBS would still have a non-conforming sign in the city of Grapevine that would not be subject to attack by the city and would not have resulted in an order to remove the sign. But because of that condemnation, CBS took it upon themselves to violate the city's order, telling them not to move it. Now, the court might think that that really kind of put the CBS between a rock and a hard place. They have the state telling them, and I forgot my water. They have the state telling them, you have to get rid of 4 foot of the sign. And then they have the city saying, no, you can't remove just 4 foot. But their remedy is not to sue the city. Their remedy lies in the condemnation action. In Tarrant County, in the district court, right now, the condemnation lawsuit filed by the state is pending. The CBS was awarded zero for the value of their sign by the special commissioners. At that point in time, they filed an inverse condemnation claim against the state. And this will sound familiar. It's an inverse condemnation claim for the taking of the billboard by the state. They seek just compensation for that taking. In this lawsuit, they seek just compensation for the inverse condemnation of the sign of the billboard because it was taken by the city. They're seeking the exact same cause of action and the exact same damages from the state in that pending condemnation lawsuit. And that's where it should be because the state took the billboard. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Now, that's why the inverse condemnation claim fails. But it fails for a second reason, and that is because CBS failed to exhaust its administrative remedies. As I mentioned before, on December 8th, that decision where the city told them not to move or alter or adjust the sign, that decision went unchallenged. Only in February did they attempt to appeal the city's decision. On February 22nd, we said, you've got to remove that sign because you violated the December order. They challenged that decision, and they appealed that decision. And according to CBS, that was sufficient to present the issues to the district court. But that's not correct. The February 22nd order cannot be viewed in a vacuum. It's not somehow hermetically sealed from the remainder of the case. All of these claims arise from the fact that they wanted to move, alter, and adjust their sign. If they had a problem with that, they needed to attack and appeal the December 8 order from the city. They didn't do so. And as a result, any claim that arises from that cause of action is barred, and the district court has absolutely no jurisdiction to review it. In this case, that's four different causes of action. It's the inverse condemnation claim, the claim for due process, for injunctive relief, and for judicial review. So as a result of their failure to challenge that order, all four of these go away. For that reason, the five claims must be dismissed for want of jurisdiction by this court. Now, I know that that's a short shrift with respect to the...
So you're saying that the only taking occurred in, what was it, December?
When they took it in
only
October.
Taking by Grapevine?
Yes.
By the city?
By the state.
No, but the only taking by the city, you're saying, was in December?
No, I'm saying there was no taking by the city.
Never a taking by the city.
No, Your Honor. So it had been taken by the time the city told them to remove the billboard. So there can be no claim for inverse condemnation.
So the taking without compensation, which is what you just said the state did.
No, Your Honor, I didn't. I said they took the sign. With the decision about whether or not they will be compensated is on the merits and is before the district court in Tarrant County in the pending condemnation lawsuit.
But the commissioners who heard the...
They gave zero.
They gave zero. So at that point, it was a taking without compensation by the state. And then when Grapevine said, you can't do what the state has ordered you to do, which is lop off 4 feet of the sign.
No, they didn't order them to lop off 4 feet of the sign. They ordered them to remove the billboard.
Okay. And so when Grapevine said you can't do it, you're saying that wasn't a taking because there was nothing to take?
Absolutely. That's correct. And that the taking resulted from the condemnation of the sign itself. And that makes sense, Your Honor, because you can't take what has already been taken. It doesn't work.
But apparently they didn't take it.
No, they took it. Absolutely. They took it. And although the court thinks that no compensation has been paid, that issue has not been finally determined. That's still pending in Tarrant County. And they did take
the
entire...
Well, the court thinks the commissioners awarded zero.
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
The court thinks the commissioners awarded zero.
The commissioners' award is zero, but that, once it's...
Okay,
appealed,
we're not going to argue about that, okay?
No.
All right. So you're saying that the only taking that could occur is when the state condemned the sign because of the overhang.
Yes, Your Honor.
And then when Grapevine said... take your sign down, that was not a taking. And when Grapevine said again, in February, was it?
The only time they said take the sign down, yes, Your Honor, was February 22nd.
And they say that wasn't a taking. The two times that Grapevine said take your sign are one time the Grapevine said you can't change your sign.
Change it, right, Your Honor.
Which included, I guess, can't take it down?
That's No, Your Honor, that doesn't mean that, because it was a non-conforming use. You could have taken it down, and you would have eliminated the non-conforming use. But if you changed...
What did Grapevine say specifically? Don't touch the sign?
No, Your Honor. They said your request to shift the sign, which was their October letter,
right,
which said, you know, may we shift the sign away. It said, you're correct. That was a non-conforming use. You can't shift the sign. But it also said, because it's a non-conforming use, you can't move, alter, or adjust the sign.
And then, again, in February...
February, yes, Your Honor.
Grapevine again said...
In February, they said you need to remove the sign. You have to remove the sign because you have violated the December order saying don't move the sign, which was not appealed.
Violated the December order because what they did is go in a lot 4 feet off the sign and completely restructure it.
Exactly, Your Honor.
The issues dealing with non-conforming use, in your reply brief, you discuss a separate ordinance in which there is a homogeny, a blending of the issue of a non-conforming use as opposed to a non-conforming structure, and you indicate that under the Grapevine city ordinances, those are the same, or they're made the same by the one ordinance.
Yes, Your Honor. That not it's the same, but that A nonconforming use includes?
A nonconforming structure. All right. And in terms of the December 8th letter that's written to Mr. Rothfelder.
Yes, sir.
By Matthew C.G. Boyle, your contention is that that is action by the proper authorities of the city, including the city manager as well as the people that were in charge of making responses to a request to make an alteration, that meaning a changing of the direction of the facing of the sign so that it didn't have a 4-foot overlap.
Exactly, Your Honor. And Mr. Boyle, who wrote the letter, is also this. May I finish, Your Honor?
Yes.
Yes, because I've got another question.
Okay.
I'm not through either.
Mr. Boyle is the city attorney as well as a lawyer at a law firm. And the record reflects that letter reflects the decision of Scott Williams, I apologize, who is the building official who made that decision.
So the issue here is not about taking. It's not about a question of compensation for taking. It's a question of, is there jurisdiction in the district court based upon the failure to appeal the December 8th decision?
And that's the failure to exhaust. Yes, Your Honor.
And that was required to be appealed within 10 days under the ordinances.
Within 15 days of the building's of the building official's decision,
that's right, 15
and
days.
Then 10 days after the board's decision, then they could appeal to the district court. So both of those are required to be satisfied.
So the error that you urge is that the district court should have simply sustained the plea to the jurisdiction.
Exactly, Your Honor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Now, the state took the sign.
Yes, Your Honor.
Why were you communicating with CBS if the state owned the sign? And if anybody had been fined for leaving the sign up, who was going to be fined? The state, since they already took it?
I honestly don't know enough about fines to tell you, Your Honor, and I don't mean to feign ignorance. I really don't know. But the
well, obviously the city of Grapevine didn't think the sign belonged to the state. So if the city of Grapevine didn't think the sign belonged to the state, how could the sign have been taken by the state in the view of the city of Grapevine?
Because they received a request from CBS to, in an attempt to avoid the condemnation, they wanted to shift their sign out of the way.
So it wasn't taken?
It was taken as of November 2010, and the request had come in October 2010. I think that's
correct. All right. And so when you communicated with CBS in 2011?
Yes.
Why did you not communicate with the state since they had taken the sign?
Because they did not have physical possession of the sign.
So was it taken?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was taken, but they didn't take it.
They didn't have physical possession. That's right. And it needed to be taken down. It could have been sent to the state.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You go by city or you go by city?
And what did not occur.
Thank you.
May it please the court, my name is Sydney Floyd, and along with Richard Rothfelder, I represent the appellee, CBS Outdoor, Inc. I'll try to address as concisely as possible, I think, the two primary issues that council brought up, and one we've courts had some questions on, and that's, has somebody taken the sign? Well, the sign is still there, Your Honor. The pleading, the original petition and condemnation that TxDOT of the state of Texas filed is a form petition that any time anybody's property is affected by a taking, in this case Parcel 23, all the property owners are made parties. Now, the representative of TxDOT has been marginally involved. In fact, he offered an affidavit. His affidavit was in evidence at the plea of jurisdiction hearing before the court, before the trial court. And he explains the situation that the state does not require that the sign be removed because the pole of the sign is not on the property taken. That's the overhang that we've been talking about. All they require, and they have specific regulations that address outdoor advertising signs under these circumstances, when there is an encroachment, they just require that the aerial encroachment be removed.
Ms. Floyd.
Yes, Your Honor.
Read page 12 of the reply brief.
I've read the reply brief several times.
We understand there was a CVS sign there. I mean, the question becomes there on the bottom of 12. Okay, so did you sue to take down the entirety of the sign? And the answer on the next page is yes. So what you just said is not what the state testified about.
I'm aware of this testimony, but I'm also referring to the court to his after testimony. They require that the encroachment be removed. They have three ways that they allow a sign owner to do it. One is to shift the face, which is the structural alteration that we've all been told we couldn't do. The second is to reduce the size of the face. If any of, for some reason, any of that can't be done, the third way is condemnation of the entire property.
Well, those contentions on the part of what you say that the state might try to get a person to do to comply.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the first part of your question, Your Honor.
What your contention is the state has all these alternatives.
Yes.
But they didn't apply here because there had already been a request in October to the city by CVS to try to alter the sign's angle and thereby get rid of the overhang. And by December 8th, 2010, that effort to make that change was rejected.
Yes,
and,
Your
Honor. And the letter clearly says that as your letter acknowledges, the sign is currently nonconforming under applicable city codes, and accordingly, the sign cannot be moved, altered, or adjusted under the current conditions.
Yes, Your Honor.
And then there was a change. You went out there and lopped off 4 feet of the sign.
Yes, Your Honor. But that letter from council was in response to the request, the joint request, I might add, with the concurrence of TxDOT, the joint request of the landowner who owned the property, the fee owner, and CBS to allow this to occur in that fashion. Now, the TxDOTs originated this way prior to these October and December communications when they first initiate condemnation proceedings. That's when all the parties are named and everybody's gathered and the special commissioner's hearing is set and so forth and so on. Then we get to the point where we're trying to accommodate everybody. CBS is trying to accommodate everybody, along with the landlord, who is part and parcel of making these requests. And as I mentioned, there were three ways to accommodate. TxDOT's only demand is get the overhang off of parcel 23. Those are the three things.
I'm not following that either, because I'm reading the petition that's attached as Exhibit C to the appellate's brief that is called a petition for condemnation that says on it by file mark that it was filed on September the 24th of 2010 in advance of the December 8th, 2010 letter.
Yes.
And what they're asking for there is to condemn the sign and to remove it.
Your Honor, you're correct in the way the pleadings read, because as I said, there are form pleadings that they use in every condemnation for every outdoor advertising sign, whether it's on the parcel, whether it overhangs the parcel, as this did. Then they go from there. What can we do? We don't want to make you remove the sign because we don't want to have to pay compensation. Can you look at the regs, which is at the time was 43 Texas Administrative Code, Chapter 21, and they have specific provisions in there that address these situations, and I've just referred to the two of them that are implicated in this particular suit. Now, what we ask candidly in October of 2010 is, city, here's the situation we're facing. Landlord and CBS goes and said, here's the situation we're facing. Here's what we'd like to do. Now, the letter that they sent back was not from a building official. They now claim it's from a building official. It's an opinion of counsel. They didn't cite an ordinance. They didn't state a date that the building official made a decision. But CBS says, okay, that's what we really would have liked to do, because that leaves us our full sign. If we can just shift.
My question is, isn't there a distinction between the failure to accommodate the city? No doubt, undoubtedly, the city failed to accommodate you based on their code or their current ordinances. The sign was nonconforming. But isn't there a distinction between the failure to accommodate and a condemnation or a taking by the city?
Absolutely. And that's the point that I think overrides everything. We did not contest an opinion that you can't do this. We didn't do it. But we did follow every step that is required, and they concede that we did, to contest in order to remove, to eliminate the sign. That's what the appeal is all about. And they acknowledge that we did that. That's where the constitutional issues come in. Not that we're not going to let you structurally alter the face of the sign. Okay, we won't do it. But we did take issue and was aggrieved, as the code puts it, by the decision to remove the sign. Because, back to the December 8th letter again, we would have had to appeal that within 10 days of the building official's decision. There was no building official mentioned. There was no date of a decision mentioned. There was no formal application. We sought and were given the opinion of the city attorney that, no, we're not going to let you do this. No need to file a formal application. We didn't do so. What we did do, a month and a half, I believe it was, later, when TxDOT said, okay, we're getting ready to work now. You've got to get the aerial encroachment removed in a month. They usually give you a month's notice. So you go to option B, which doesn't require shifting the face. We didn't do what we had requested because they said we didn't. We did the simple, went out there ourselves, CBS did, the simple thing of cutting off a four-foot panel, the four feet that overhung the parcel that was taken. And at that point, then they said, oh, that was an illegal remodeling, I believe the term was. At that point, then they start saying, well, you know, the prior decision of our building official, which was not reflected in the letter, they now say, was the operative or the triggering event. There was nothing in that letter that would have triggered any kind of right to appeal. We didn't even know when, who, or what we were appealing, is, to be honest with you. But we did, and they concede, follow every administrative step to contest the order to remove the sign, because that's when you get into a taking, if you will. But what CBS has asked for, what CBS is asking the court, is to review that decision. And it's the simple matter of, does the court have the jurisdiction under Chapter 211 of the Local Government Code? And yes, we do. We're entitled to comply with whatever decision, or if you want to call it a decision, we're entitled to comply with an opinion or a decision, and we're also entitled to appeal a different, and we say this is different. It was a different action, it was a different instruction. We didn't do what they say don't do. We went to Plan B, which was not prohibited, and we submit is not prohibited by any of the sections of the city code.
Let me ask you this. Say there's no involvement by TxDOT at all. Say CBS has the sign. There's no petition and condemnation by the state of Texas, and you decide to go out there and lop off 4 feet of the sign. Would you believe a subsequent letter to you saying you can't lop off 4 feet of the sign, you've now modified the sign impermissibly as a nonconforming sign and you need to take it down, would that still be a suit for condemnation by you, by the city now?
it's hard to make some of these suppositions because there's no way I can think that we would do that. But assuming that there would be a reason to do so, to do something to the sign, there's provisions that are specific in their code to signs that if a sign is dismantled, destroyed for any purpose, up to 60% of its replacement cost, then it has to be removed. That's what the sign, this is section 60 of the code, the sign standards specific to signs. So if for some reason the sign, a tree blew into it, have to be an awfully tall tree, but just for an example, if something happened to a portion of that sign and we had to go out there and work on it, unless it was damaged or taken apart up to 60%, am I making sense with
yes,
the 60%?
Yes.
Up to 60% of the value of replacing it. No, that's one of the points. That does not require a permit. I think there was a second part to your question, Justice Walker, that it may have slipped my mind.
No, you answered my question. Thank you.
I think I was talking about the December 8th letter. And I would point out to the court that this theory that was a triggering event is a little bit recent origin. It was in some of the subsequent communications from the city of Grapevine that they tried to circle back and say, well, the prior decision of our building official. But I think the record will reflect, and I'll just leave that to the court, that there was no indication of any decision by a building inspector. So it sounds like a technicality, but it's a very important technicality because we would have had to know you have to appeal to the building official that made the decision. So we decided to comply with the opinion from the city attorney's office that they weren't going to allow it. We could file every application for a permit in the world. It just wasn't going to be go any further than that. So
if you weren't going to get your permit, you just went ahead and went out there and cut 4 feet off of it without a permit.
Yes, Your Honor, we did because looking at the relevant parts of the sign code or the section of the ordinance code that relates to signs, there was no prohibition in there from doing that because we made no structural alterations. You know, they talk about now, finally they got around to saying the building code requires or prohibits any alteration, so forth and so on. There's no mention of the word alteration in the zoning ordinance that they cite, 43. There's no reference in the sign to altering. The alteration language comes from the building code, which they first cited in their recommendation memo. Now, that provision, which is 105.1 of the building code, refers to alterations, and it's also defined on their website or explained as a structural alteration. Yes, shifting an entire 48-foot face 4 feet away requires a structural alteration. Going out there and cutting off 4 feet of a face, it does not. You know, TxDOT treats and defines the sign structure separately from the sign face. It's maybe esoteric to the sign industry, but that's just the way it is, and that's the way TxDOT regulates them. So we were not out there trying to do an end around, Your Honor. We looked at the code. They looked at the code. Okay, that's the second alternative. It's not our preferred choice. But TxDOT didn't want to have to condemn that sign or pay for that sign or have us remove it any more than we wanted to. So we were trying to work with TxDOT, which we did very well, and their affidavit, it was before the courts, explaining that they only required that the encroachment be removed.
Floyd?
Yes, Your Honor.
It's your position that the December 8th letter does not constitute an order from a building official or otherwise a representative of the city of Grapevine, and therefore you don't have to appeal that in order to have exhausted your administrative remedies.
That's one thing we contend, but more importantly and primarily we contend that what was communicated in that letter was a response to our request to the city. We want to shift the face. Can we get together and discuss it? The very last paragraph of that letter requested a meeting with all the parties involved to sit down and see if we can't work something out. The letter was a response to that. So our primary point that I would like to make is that we did not do what that letter said we could not do. And since, in direct answer to your question, it was only after that that we've gotten into this litigation that they're now complaining that it was a decision by a building official. And I would say to you, no, we think that that is not a decision because there was no building official mentioned, there was no date of the decision, there was no citation to an ordinance that we supposedly violated. So how do you appeal that? So, yes. I see that I'm out of time. Any questions?
No.
Thank you. Hey, Rick.
Your Honor, first of all, before I go through my four or five points, I want to apologize to you, Justice Stefano. I did not intend to argue with you. So, I sincerely apologize.
I was just trying to follow your reasoning.
Good luck on that sometimes. All right. I have, I think, 4 points to respond to Ms. Floyd's argument. First of all, there was a lot of mention of TxDOT regulations and complying with those and working with TxDOT. The problem is, with that argument, TxDOT regulations have absolutely nothing to do with whether or not the sign could be moved or whether it could stay where it was or anything else. TxDOT regulations relate to signs on state lands. This is a sign within the city limits of Grapevine. And when questioned about that, again, the Assistant Attorney General admitted that it was the city's decision regarding whether or not anything could be done to the sign to accommodate it. Second, although Ms. Floyd contends that it's a form pleading in any condemnation, and the language is always the same, the state's subject to the same rules as anyone else. This pleading has not been amended. It still says that they are taking the entire sign. If for some reason that's not correct or wrong, it could have been corrected because that argument's been made for a long time and it never has been amended. The pleading still says they're taking the entire sign. In the district court, CBS is still seeking full compensation, over $2 million, from the state for the condemnation of that sign. The third thing is that we've heard that now the December 8th letter was not an official order of the city that needed to be appealed. And one of the reasons is, one, it wasn't official, and two, it wasn't written by someone, a building official. And both of those premises are false. The statute itself says that if any person is aggrieved or affected by any decision, they must appeal.
Any decision by whom?
By a building official or any other city, let me get this right, administrative officer. The city attorney is an administrative officer, and regardless, the decision was the decision of Scott Williams, the building official. And as CBS stated in the trial court, and this is at the clerk's record at 50, he stated, and I think this was Mr. I'll just say trial counsel for CBS. As Mr. Williams pointed out, that request was indeed denied. He wrote a letter, and Mr. Williams is the building official. He wrote a letter dated December 8, 2010, and it's in the packet as Exhibit 10, saying that in his opinion, that the sign could not be altered in that way by shifting the face. They knew exactly what this was. It was an order of the city attorney, and the building official instructed them not to move, alter, or adjust the sign. And the final thing I want to talk about is the 60% argument. 60% is a complete red herring. That section of the sign provision talks about when a sign's been damaged or hurt by storm or some other kind of accident. Only then does it apply. It's very specific. It doesn't apply to signs in general. The conditioning language on that ordinance is very specific. Unless the court has any questions, I'll cede the remainder of my time back to the court.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate your argument. It's been very helpful. Your case is submitted. you're free about to go about your business or to hang around and watch the next argument if you would like.